Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Even for those with medical insurance, a sustained illness or traumatic injury can be a serious financial burden. Amy Kelly, assistant professor of geriatrics and palliative medicine at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, compares just how end-of-life costs measure up to the average patient's net worth.
A key objective of the Medicare program was to reduce risk of personal financial catastrophe due to out-of-pocket healthcare expenses. Healthcare costs have risen dramatically since the Medicare program was started in 1965, particularly near the end of life, and little is known about the financial risk of Medicare beneficiaries face due to out-of-pocket costs. We used information from the National Health and Retirement Study to investigate the amount of out-of-pocket healthcare costs Medicare beneficiaries experience over the last 5 years of life. We identified more than 3,200 Medicare beneficiaries in the study who died between 2002 and 2008. Scaled to 2008 dollars, we found that the average out-of-pocket expenses in the last 5 years of life were over $38,000. One quarter of subjects spent more than the total value of all of their household assets, and 43% spent more than their total assets minus the value of their home. Among those survived by a spouse, 10% spent greater than their total assets, and nearly one in four exceeded their non-housing assets. We also found that spending varied with the person's illness. Those with dementia or Alzheimer's disease spent the most, averaging more than $66,000, or more than twice that of patients with cancer who spent on average $31,000. The Medicare program provides a significant amount of health care coverage to people over 65, but it does not cover co-pays, deductibles, home care services, and most nursing home care, and these expenses can add up. Disease-related differences in spending complicate efforts to anticipate or plan for health-related costs. We hope these data might help individuals set realistic expectations for end-of-life healthcare costs and assist government officials as they evaluate proposals for Medicare reform.
That was Amy Kelly of Mount Sinai School of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.